Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's join in prayer as we come to God's Word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we read your Word and as we read these startling words of Jesus, which must have struck his hearers like a whirlwind, so different were they to what they had heard from their normal teachers of the law. We have the privilege of hearing them in the light of the pouring out of your Spirit into our hearts and the giving of the new heart that you have created within us. And we just ask, Lord, that we might understand how these words relate to us and the amazing new life that you have made possible for us to live in all of the fullness of Christ. So aid us now, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're reading from Matthew 5 and verse 38, and we'll read to verse 42. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. So here is one of the most well-known sayings from the teaching of Jesus in the Sermon of the Mount. Turning the other cheek has come to be a part of our normal language. And we need to see the graphic and startling thing that Jesus is not suggesting, but commanding that we do in our attitude to the way the world treats us. Here is something that is so not natural to fallen human beings that it ought to make us stagger in our steps. It's only possible because of the power of God in the heart of the believer to live like this. So let's look at these words and see exactly what he's saying. You have heard that it was said, Jesus says, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. And indeed, that was written in the Mosaic law. We need to be straight on what it was doing there. This was not a restriction of revenge. This was a commandment in their judiciary system. It was a part of their justice scheme. So they were being given land law for their time in Canaan until Christ came. And in various contexts, one of which is if a pregnant woman gets accidentally hurt in a fight, or in Leviticus 24, there's another context, anyone who injures a neighbor, or in Deuteronomy 19, it's talking about someone who is a malicious witness. And the words are quite explicit as to what the judge is to do in these situations. For example, the Leviticus section says this: anyone who injures their neighbour is to be injured in the same manner, fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The one who has inflicted the injury must suffer the same injury. So as a way of deterring people from inflicting injury on their neighbours, they were to understand that if they did that to somebody else, the same would be done to them by the court. This would be the punishment that was inflicted upon them. And the effort here was to purge out this evil that is in the heart of man, which takes delight in damaging and hurting other people. So as far as the Jews living in Canaan were concerned, this was the way that they were to behave. There was no leeway. There was no latitude in this. This was the way their judgment system was to operate. Now, what's Jesus doing then? Jesus is bringing us into the rules of the kingdom. So he's saying there is to be a radical difference between the people of God then and the people of God from here onwards. And what he's instituting is the fulfillment of the law. The New Testament describes the law as a shadow of which the substance is Christ. So the law gave us kind of like a hazy, shady view of the righteousness of God. But in Christ, we see the glowing full glory of all of the righteousness that Jesus brings and displays before us. And it's in this righteousness that we are to live. We are to be as he is. So he is saying, don't resist an evil person. That's just an amazing thing to say, isn't it? So if somebody is determined to do you down, determined to do you harm, slanders you, takes you to court unfairly, unreasonably, if you're persecuted at work, Jesus says, don't resist them. How is that possible? How is it humanly understandable that you wouldn't stand up for yourself? Who else is going to stand up for you? Well, God is going to. You see, you can leave vengeance to him, and he will bring back on those people who unjustly accuse you or do you damage in physical ways sometimes. He will sort it out, and we can leave it in his hands. Don't resist the evil person. Don't retaliate. Someone hits you on one cheek, Jesus says, turn the other cheek. Let them hit that one too. What an amazing thing to command that we do. Why? Because the body is secondary. What we're concerned about is heart life. What we're concerned about is displaying love to people. And if we go around striking those who strike us, we're no different to them. But if we forgive them in the name of Jesus, and if we smile when we're hurt, and we can do this in the power of God's Spirit who lives within us, then they will see a difference in our lives. Then they will know that Christ lives and he lives in us. Don't resist. Don't retaliate. Don't restrain, Jesus says. Someone comes to you and asks for something, give it to them and more. Go the extra mile. Another saying that's come into our common day speech. Anyone who asks you, don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. How can we do that? Well, it's because we hold loosely to the things of this world. They're just things. And what we have is the eternal riches of Christ in our hearts. And those things will last forever. The things of this world are passing. The things of Jesus will last for eternity. So here it is, this incredible, stark difference between the old covenant and the new covenant, and indeed for us, the ways of the world and the ways of the believer in Christ, made possible by the glory that God brings into the heart of those who are his children. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful truth that Jesus is in us and we are being made like him. And we praise you for the power that gives us the ability to live in this way, a way in which would be unbelievable to us were we to make up such things ourselves. But in Christ, all things are possible. Make them real to us today, we ask, in his name. Amen.